Over the last few decades, the Republic of Poland has managed to shed its former communist identity and embrace the ideals of democracy, becoming a fully fledged member of the EU in 2004. Unfortunately, its principles of freedom and democracy haven't fully extended to the realms of online gambling, with many of its restrictions coming under fire from both its own citizens and the EU Commission. Poland online gambling laws are clearly defined in the gambling law on the 19th of November 2009. This statute put very strict regulations in place, and the tight standards are a marked departure from the attitudes about gambling that permeate most of the European Union. Prior to the enactment of this statute, gambling in Poland was regulated by the terms of the Act on Games and Betting. Gaming lobbyists tried to influence politicians to amend this law to their advantage. The new law is restrictive in large part because the government wanted to make a statement that they could not be bought by gambling lobbies. Poland's new gambling law took effect almost precisely a year ago. And while the legislative framework was touted as one that would liberalize the market and provide international operators with attractive opportunities to operate in a regulated environment, the country's newly formed gambling landscape looked a bit different in reality. Poland's new gambling law allowed for a certain level of expansion within the market. Within the iGaming sector, the Polish government legalized the provision of sports betting, casino games, poker and bingo. However, of all of the aforementioned, only sports betting was not limited to the state-run operator Totalizator Sport OE. In other words, interested operators are now able to apply for a license from the Finance Ministry and to operate in the country's regulated market. While Polish lawmakers believed that the new regulations could turn the country into an attractive regulated destination, some of Europe's larger gambling companies have not launched operations there. And it seems that they might not be interested to enter the Polish market, or at least not for now. Polish legislators approved new online sports betting rules in late 2016, and the regulated market officially began life on the 1st of April 2017, prompting a flurry of market exits and the birth of a new blacklist of operators who failed to make an appropriately swift run for the border. Poland has so far issued only 9 online betting permits. Online casino products are reserved for the Totalizator Sport OE monopoly, with many international operators citing the country's 12% tax on betting turnover as sufficient reason to avoid applying for a Polish license. Last month, Poland's government estimated that locally licensed operators' share of the online betting market had risen to 40% by the end of 2017, up from a mere 10% prior to the imposition of the new regime. The government hopes rigorous enforcement of its domain and payment blocking tools will eventually push the domestic online share to 90%. Taxation of gambling services is one of the things that could go terribly wrong while a market is undergoing regulation. It can be said that was the case in Poland. Lawmakers, despite their willingness to liberalize the market, approached the taxation matter in a manner that was not particularly friendly toward regulated operations. As already pointed out, licensed operators are required to pay a 12% tax, with turnover being the tax base. Poland thus became one of the relatively few countries to be taxing gaming operations on turnover. Most of the countries opt for gross gambling revenue, yield, as a tax base. It can be said that the 12% rate and the use of turnover as a tax base had a negative effect on the allure of the Polish market to major gambling operators. While there were quite a few international companies to apply for and receive licenses from the Finance Ministry, the giants are still steering away from the market. Blacklisting was one of the measures adopted by Polish lawmakers to punish erring operators and cleanse the market from unlicensed operations. The Polish Finance Ministry makes sure to update the blacklist on its website regularly, adding operators that target local players without the necessary authorization. A total of 1,615 domains have been blocked over the past year, as it can be seen on the ministry's official website. It is also interesting to note that major betting operators such as Betsson, Titan Bet, and Intertops have been among those blocked. Another important thing that needs to be taken into account is that some of the operators have tried to target local players through multiple domains. While a list of 1,615 blocked domains may seem quite impressive, opinions were voiced that the crackdown on erring operators has not been as effective as it should have been. According to a recent report by the Polish legal association Gradz Legalny, the list should be updated more regularly and the finance ministry should tighten its grip on the country's unregulated market. Only this way the ministry will be able to provide licensed operators with fair competition opportunities and to reduce the country's unregulated market, the association believes. The turnover figures above show that there clearly is demand for regulated gambling services in Poland. However, if the finance ministry wants to establish an ever-growing and effectively regulated market, it will certainly need to consider that there are currently factors that could prevent that from happening. A 12% tax rate on turnover is a bit too high and has a negative impact on the market's allure to international operators. And the fact that some of Europe's largest operators have not taken steps to enter Poland is a good indication that the market might not be that attractive at present. On the other hand, a lower tax and regulations that are equally friendly to both operators and their consumers could help Poland's gambling market secure a growth, a long-term one.